This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBee. Supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump gathered in Washington, D.C. and other cities Saturday, a week after the presidential race was called for Democrat Joe Biden. Mr. Trump's supporters swarmed his motorcade in adulation when he detoured for a drive-by on his way out of town. Their chants and cheers tracked Mr. Trump's own false claims that he, not Mr. Biden, actually won the November 3rd election. The Washington protests were hit by sporadic violence later in the day as both sides of the issue taunted one another. Projected U.S. President-elect Joe Biden told reporters that he was working on announcing his choices for some key cabinet positions. Earlier in the week, he named longtime aide Ron Klain as his White House chief of staff. President-elect has promised to build an administration that reflects the diversity of the country, and he's expected to announce his choices for some key White House and cabinet positions in the next few weeks. The United States and Israel tracked and killed a senior al-Qaeda operative in Iran earlier this year in a bold intelligence operation that came as the Trump administration was ramping up pressure on Tehran. Four current and former U.S. officials say the operative, Abu Muhammad al-Masri, al-Qaeda's number two, was killed by assassins in the Iranian capital in August. Two of the officials, one current, one former, say Israeli agents carried out the operation. Two others say Israel has been involved in surveillance but could not say definitively who pulled the trigger when al-Masri was gunned down in a Tehran alley on August 7th. The United States set a new record of daily coronavirus infections with nearly 200,000 cases, as the number of cases nears 11 million. Due to the record highs, the average daily increase of coronavirus infections in the U.S. has exceeded 132,000 over a 7-day period. This is VOA News.